Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. You'd think after 21 years I'd figure it out, wouldn't you? The big hand is on. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm pretty sure it's 23 after, at least it was when I started this segment. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, the new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hey, Jeffrey. By the way, folks, Jeffrey Jabbar is our guest. Almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, author of three books, count them, three, on being home-based. I encourage you to find those if you're interested in being home-based or if you are and you want to get better. Hey, Jeffrey, sometimes, you just kind of have to laugh at yourself, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't, others will be laughing at you, so might as well laugh with them.
It's a good thing about having you around. I can always count on you to help me out with that. So we're talking about being thankful for what we have. And the earlier part of our visit, talked about family, customers, vendors, the whole, and Jeff, I know we're going to talk about technology in a second, but let's also recognize something that most Americans probably don't even think about. What you do and even what I do is not even possible in most of the rest of the world.
Right.
Even in the more civilized Western parts of the world, to just go to literally carve out your own business out of nothing is not even possible in parts of Europe.
Right.
We can't minimize the blessing of being Americans. We have to remember that.
I just got done doing a big package, and if people want to look for it, I posted it to some of my social media, and it's out there on the South Florida Business Journal. I did a big package on the Cuban American influence on Miami, and it's part of a package called Uniquely Us, and what makes Miami unique. There are many things, and we just chose one, and I interviewed, two dozen Cuban Americans who came from, they were rousted and ousted from their country when Castro arrived. Their parents who had been, might have been wealthy, might have been poor.
Many of them were doctors and
here.
Professors. And
doctors, lawyers, accountants, big property owners, retailers, came here with nothing.
Zero.
But what they came with was either an education, which many of them arrived, they were doctors, lawyers, and they, had to get relicensed, and it took a lot to do that. They came here with their education and their fortitude and parents who said, now you have to do it. And so we spoke in the previous segment about supportive family.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, if you have the fortitude and the family and the gumption to make something happen, to a man and woman, they said, we couldn't have done it anywhere else. We could have landed in the Dominican Republic. We could have landed in South America. We could have taken a boat and gone over to Europe. It would not have been the same had we not landed, especially in Miami, but definitely in the U.S. to make their success. So
I want to make sure we get to the tech part, because Jeffrey, what you do and what I do, if technology had not been democratized, granularized, not only in size and function, but also in budget, if that hadn't happened,
you and I
would be talking in the cans connected by strings or something right now. I mean, the technology is amazing.
That's an important point, because companies like, Big Blue and all the major, whether it's IBM, whether it's General Motors, whether it's Kraft Foods, all these big corporations certainly have the budgets to do it. But when they brought it down to the common folk, that we can have broadband, originally dial-up, but broadband internet coming into our house, making us
it's not about
surfing Netflix. I mean, it's about running a business. It's about being able to connect with the world and create a website at little to no cost. They can look every bit as powerful and impressive as the one that some Fortune 500 may have.
And to be able to do that now yourself with a wizard or something. I mean, but also, as you say, the connectivity. I remember in 1998 when 2% of the United States had broadband. I remember thinking, when broadband becomes ubiquitous, the world will change. And that's exactly what's happened. And I also think about the technology that I had before this, when I was having to take hard drives, one megabyte hard drives, back and forth from my home to my office, just so I could work back and forth. You know, that's how I transported technology, not on a thumb drive. But that was magic in those days.
Right. It absolutely was. So you think about what you can carry with you. Now I bought a smartphone recently, 256 gigs of storage
on the unbelievable.
Smartphone. I mean, you're talking about portable hard drives that measured in the megabytes.
My first Macintosh had 128K of RAM.
Right.
K.
Right. Right. So the things that we can do, and look, don't minimize, you know, the ability to do all this from a laptop or from a smartphone and then use, for example, cloud services where your data is available, especially if you're home-based and you don't have a server, per se, that you work on. You might lease something.
In some ways, it's harder to be a small business owner because there's a lot of noise out there, but in a lot of ways it's easier and less expensive. The barrier to entry to be a small business owner today is almost non-existent, isn't it?
Absolutely. And cost is not an issue. You can get a Gmail account for free. You can create it under your company name.
That's part
of
it.
You get, you know, 15 gigs of storage.
Hey, Jeffrey, I am thankful for you. Thank you for your steadfast support of all we do here over the last almost 20 years. Thank you very much.
That's number 11 on my list. Number one, Jim Blassingame. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, you too, buddy. Jay-Z, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back real soon. We couldn't do without him. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.